Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Sifim Tet and Yud. I forgot my Mishnah. We'll try to speak tonight about four topics in this Sifim. The first topic is Kli Rishon Sheviru Me'alesh Vedin Melech. What's the definition of Kli Rishon when you take it out of the fire, but it's still Kli Rishon? And the Din of Melech, that's basically the Gemara. And then we're going to discuss Din Erui. What exactly is the definition of Erui? Meaning, is it Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Klipa? We're going to see the opinions. They're going to speak, Bezat Hashem, about Davar Gush. Solids that you take from Kli Rishon, does that have a different definition than liquid? And the fourth topic, Bezat Hashem, is sugar or like any powders that were cooked and dried. Do we treat them like solids or liquid? Nafkamina for bishul achar bishul and many nafkaminot. So the first topic, Kli Rishon Sheviru Me'alesh. We have in the Mishnah in Daf Bet, Amud Alef, Amud Bet, Ha'ilfaz Ve'akderah Sheviran Merutachin, Lo Yiten Letochan Tavlin, Aval Notenu Letoch HaKe'ara O Letoch HaTamchuy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lechol Unoten Chutz Midavar Sheyesh Bo Chometz Vatzir. So, Ha'ilfaz Ve'akderah Sheviran Merutachin, it's a Kli Rishon that moves to, you move it out of the fire. You're not allowed to put a tavlin inside, but you're allowed to put pour water or maybe to put the tavlin in the keara or the tamchui. So we see the concept of kli sheni, and we're going to see soon if it's pouring or it's like just putting it in kli sheni. I'm skipping to the ballpark in the Gemara. Savar Rav Yosef lemar melach hazeh ketavlin de bekli rishon bashla bekli sheni lo bashla. אמר לאבא, איתן רבי חייא מלך ענק תבלין, דבקלי שני נמי בשלה, ופליגה דרב נחמן, דאמר רב נחמן צריך מלך בישולה כבישרה דתורה. So we have basically two lishnot, if מלך is hard to cook or easy to cook. In the second lishna, it seems like אבא say the same thing like רב נחמן, דצריך מלך בישולה כבישרה דתורה. The Rishonim argue what Lashon is more stronger, La'alacha, and we're going to see that. I brought the Bet Yosef. So let's go through each topic in the Bet Yosef. So the Bet Yosef, the first topic in the Bet Yosef, is Kli Rishon. What's the definition of Kli Rishon? The Bet Yosef tells us, Kli Rishon mevashel afilu le'achar she'eviru me'al ha'esh, ilkach asur liten bo afilu besar shor, umutar liten bo melach. That's basically the two. And the bold part, the Kli Rishon kol zman sherotach mevashel. That's what Rashi says. So the definition of Kli Rishon according to Rashi is when you take the pot out of the fire, it keeps the definition of Kli Rishon as long as the pot is still hot. Rashi says roteach. What does roteach mean? Is it like a different definition? But simple understanding is Yad Soledad. We're going to see a little bit more soon. אבל נותנו לתוך הקערה, קערה, the כלי שני אינו מבשל. So the definition of קערה is it's כלי שני. And we mentioned the Tosfot about כלי שני last week. דפנות קרים. I'm skipping to the בעוד פעם. ופסקו הריף והראש כלי שנה בטרה. So we have a פסק of the riff and the rosh like the second lashon in the Gemara. וכן פסק הרמב״ם בפרק כ"ב וכן פסקו התוספות. So we have a lot of rishonim that hold that צריכה מלכה בישולה כבישרא דתורה. And it doesn't cook in a Kli Rishon that not on the fire, of course, because if it's on the fire, that's ממש בישול, so that's, there's no question. And anyway, that's one of the only places that you find in the rishonim והמחמיר תבוא עליו ברכה is this תוספות. In Achronim you find a lot of V'amachmir Tavo Alav Bracha, but this is one of the only places that Tosfot says V'amachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. Tosfot says, if you want to be machmir, like the first lashon, not to put melach in a kli rishon until the liquid is in the kli sheni, is fine. And again, you see in Tosfot, to be machmir that even be kli sheni, as long as yad soledet, you should be machmir. Like the first lashon, that even kli sheni, it's easier. It's like kalei abishul, basically. So if you want to be machmir like the first lashon, that's fine. Now the Rosh gets us a little bit confused, and we're going to see soon a little bit discussion on this Rosh. Katav Rosh.
Is there a difference between Tavlin, Sam, and Melach?
It depends according to what lashon. According to the first lashon, basically Melach is like kalei abishul. It's worse than Tavlin.
But what are you doing to? Because I guess it's disappearing.
That's another problem. If disappearing is considered liquid, and we're going to see that discussion by sugar.
Right.
But melach, if you hold it, it doesn't cook, like the second Lishna.
Right.
So even if it's disappearing, it doesn't matter. It's not cooking. The chemical is not cooked, even when it dissolves. So according to the second Lashon, melach is like out of the dinim of Bishul, only kli rishon on the fire, then it's going to cook. But what exactly does it mean, lemaise? I don't know, chemically, but we dissolve is not cooking, because it dissolves in cold water also. So
right.
Dissolving is not the definition of cooking. The same way that Reb Moshe proven for tea, that it's not...
Again, Zerah.
Right. וכתב הראש משמע מאחד דביסרא דתורה לא בשלה בכלי ראשון, because the Gemara compare melach to ביסרא דתורה, so משמע that בשר שור is the same like melach for sure, and it's not מתבשל בכלי ראשון שהעבירו מעל האש. So we see that there are items that even בכלי ראשון that still רותח, it's not cooked. That's why מותר לתת בשר חי לתוך כלי ראשון שהעבירו מעל האור, ומיהו אם מליח ישנו אפשר דאסור דממהר להתבשל. The Rosh limits that, and he said, if it's maliach yeshan, if it's like a salty meat, that it's a very salty meat, it might be that it's asur because it's easy to cook. So the simple understanding that because it's maliach yeshan, so the heat plus the salt creates something, and it's like easy, makes it cook even bekli rishon, that it's not on the fire. Now this last sentence, pay attention because it's not so simple. Va'afilu nimlach mechadash. What does nimlach mechadash means? That you just salted now. It's not yashan, but it still have salt. That's one option. And the second option is va'afilu nimlach mechadash. Even if it's not salty meat, even if it's just basar shenimlach vehudach, there is no salt now. It's just raw meat. That's the second option. Va'afilu nimlach mechadash. Nei de basar eno mitbashel. It's true that the meat itself is not going to cook. הלחלוחית והדם והמלח שבתוכו, the melach that it swallowed in the melicha, according to the second explanation. Basically, there are two ways to understand. I don't know what way did you understand when you read this sentence, but it's a big machloket in the Rishon, in the Achronim, and we're going to see that soon. What is nimlach mechadash? I'm just repeating. What does nimlach mechadash mean? Nimlach mechadash means that it's salty, but it's not aged. Or nimlach mechadash means that it was salted, like a normal meat that was salted and washed, nimlach veudach. So the meat itself is not going to cook, but stuff around it going to cook, and then it's a problem.
How do you understand the last line of the Mishnah with the brine, the brine fish? Isn't that a salted fish? Like, what would be the true definition of that? That if it was cooked with the
מליח ישן, for sure, is אסור. That's, he said. מליח ישן, that's the Mishnah. חוץ מן המליח ישן וקוליאס היספנין. מליח ישן is מליח ישן. So it's אסור בעירוי. Why?
The brine. That's how I interpreted the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, that's חוץ מן...
Brine is חומץ, no?
Yeah. What?
חוץ מן המליח ישן וקוליאס היספנין. Where do you see brine?
Right. But...
קוליאס היספנין. קוליאס היספנין.
חומץ וציר.
חומץ וציר זה רבי יהודה. רבי יהודה אומר, לכל הוא נותן חוץ ממה שיש לו חומץ וציר. We don't hold like רבי יהודה. רבי יהודה hold that you need חומץ וציר בכלי ראשון, שהוא זר מעלה אש, to make give it power.
Is that a case of salted? Is that... I'm just wondering.
Rabbi Yehuda said the same idea, that a combination of heat plus brain makes it cook.
So that's a salted, that's a salt aspect to it.
It's like what we're saying now for salt.
Okay, so
right, but it's okay. Not, it's, the question is, do we hold like this for salt?
Right.
We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda for chometz v'tzir.
Right.
The question is, what do we hold, lemaise? A little bit of salt in a kli rishon, is it going to make any change or not? That's
right.
Exactly the hakira that we are discussing now in this rosh.
Is the assumption that kli rishon is mevashel min haTorah?
It's a tough question. It seems like it does. It seems like Yerushalmi and also the dinim for... It seems like it does midoraita. The only thing that it's the Rabbanon is harchaka lekli rishon when it's not yet soledet. The Magen Avraham brings the shita that Marshal says that to be machmir bekli rishon even when it's not yet soledet, atu yet soledet. So that's by itself a proof that when it's yet soledet, it's deoraita. But we don't hold like this Yerushalmi, so you can argue that maybe we don't hold like Yerushalmi legamre because we hold it. But bepashtus, it's the... What? Bliot is another problem. I'm gonna. Blia is a tricky.
Like the Gemara that they bring for the clear
Iri Klerishon. Ovashel Mevushalmi Kol Makom. So you're saying, if you said that it's Balua, it might be that it's a din by Bliot, it's not like din of Bishul. And that's exactly what. I mean, it's part of the discussion. What is the. We're gonna see that. But you're. Okay. בפשטוס זה דאורייתא, because otherwise also ממה נפשך כל שבא בך. Okay, I'm not sure. It's almost clear to me that it's דאורייתא. If you want more proof, I will. One more topic before I'm just emphasizing the points, and then we're gonna go more in depth. Shibole aleket also. Chidush in Shibole Aleket, that if somebody put melach be'ura rotachat on the fire, when it's asur lekul alma, is it mutter to eat the food? So he's mechadesh that since the meat that was in the pot was salted in the past, so you have a little bit of salt naturally in the pot, and the person who put the salt be'isuk b'shabbat, although it should have been asur because of the salt, kol milta letam avid lo batil. Even if it's batal b'shishin, it's not batal because we hold it by tam. Anything that you put for flavor is not batal. You see, many times in the ingredients, you have like spices that it's like, it's batal b'shishin, but it's not because it's kol milta avid letam. So why wouldn't you be oiser the tavshil if somebody put a little bit of salt? So he said a chidush that zeva ze gore mutar. Since there was a salt in the... And that's the first chidush. And then he asked, what about davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because why would you eat it on Shabbos? Eat it motze Shabbos. And if you can eat it motze Shabbos, then maybe you can say, davar sheyesh lo matirin lo batel afilu be'elef also. So he said, it's another chidush. We're going to see that in Siman Shinkaf and some other places, that when you have isur, that at the time that it becomes isur, automatically it mitbatel, it doesn't have existence be'isur. Whenever it changes, automatically it becomes part of something else. It doesn't have a time that it was asur be'en. Doesn't have shem isur on it. So it's mitbatel. Although normally we would say davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel. If at the time that it becomes an isur, it's automatically mitbatel. It doesn't have shem isur. So there are two chidushim that it's good to know. And the Rema brings it la'alacha. The last part in the Bet Yosef, כתוב בהגאות מורדכי, שקרוב הדבר דלא מקרה כלי ראשון, אלא אם סילוקו מן האש מיד. This מורדכי is a mamash like against all what we learned, and it's against הלכה, because that's not how we hold הלכה. But he's saying like a חידוש לכאורה, שקרוב הדבר דלא מקרה כלי ראשון, אלא אם סילוקו מן האש מיד. אבל אם מניחו לעמוד להפיג רתיחתו, הווה לכלי שני. So if you understand it like ממש כפשוטו, it sounds like he understood that it needs to be really boiling or hot, or like above, a lot above Yad Soledet, in order to retain the definition of כלי ראשון. But if it's not רותח anymore, it's considered כלי שני, even if it's Yad Soledet. And the Bet Yosef argue with him, and veli mashma mima she amru beperek ira gaben nitnat kiton shel mayim keneged amdura she kol zman she hayat soledet bo chashuv kli rishon. So the Bet Yosef argue, he said, I don't understand what he's saying, it's mashma in the Gemara that as long as it's yad soledet, it's still considered kli rishon. And the Taz argue, he could have bring the Mishnah, he doesn't need to bring the Gemara in Daf Mem, but lemaise, that's how we hold the halakha, unlike the Mordechai. We hold that as long as it's still Yad Soledet, that's the conclusion of the Bet Yosef, and that's how most poskim hold the halakha, that Kli Rishon has a definition of Kli Rishon, as long as it's still Yad Soledet. Dfanot Chamim, because it was on the fire, and it's still Yad Soledet. Now, the last part of the Bet Yosef is the discussion about Irui, and we're going to see that a little bit more in depth, but just let's just mention the opinions. V'ketvu ha-tosfot, I'm reading the second, like, V'ketvu ha-tosfot, שרשבם סובר דלא מיצר אלא ליתן התבלין לתוך הכלי ראשון, אבל מותר ליתן התבלין לתוך הקערה ולהראות עליהם מכלי ראשון, דאירוי דכלי ראשון אינו ככלי ראשון. רשבם is the opinion that says that כלי, אירוי is like כלי שני. V'ri oser de'irui ke'kli rishon. Ri, in Tosfot in Shabbat, hold that irui has the same definition like kli rishon. V'arosh v'aran katvu sh'rabenu tam oser. V'chen da'at rav ha-magid, she'pirashah she'de'irui ke'kli rishon, v'chen nira mediva melishon ha-rambam. Aval k'sat mefarshim et iru, v'ze nira da'at ha-ramban. So the Bet Yosef doesn't go into in depth to all the definition of Irui, and Pesach Hashem we're going to see soon more in depth. So we just opened the discussion for a couple of topics. Now we're going to try to go through each one of them more in depth. Din Melach. We saw that there are two opinions by Melach. And most poskim hold like Lishna Batra, Machmir Tova La Bracha. We just mentioned that. Now, we mentioned the din of kli rishon. When it's still on the fire, it's kli rishon lekul alma. After you take it away from the fire, as long as it's yad soledet, according to the Bet Yosef, it's kli rishon. According to the Mordechai, even above yad soledet, if it's not rotech, it's still it's not kli rishon. We don't hold like the Mordechai. Kli rishon sheusar me'aesh. When you take the kli rishon out of the fire, and Yad is not soledet. So the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Kafchet bring the opinion of Torat Chata that says it's mutter. And although we hold that Mavliya v'Mafliit, and this is we're going a little bit to your point, see in the Magen Avraham Sif Kafchet, Magen Avraham Sif Katan Kafchet, מנראה לי דיימן היה צולדת בו שערי, אבל גב דלעניין איסור ויתר יש עוסרין, although for איסור ויתר some פוסקים said that it's מבליט ומפליט, מפליט ומבליע, וכמו שכתוב בתורת חטאת כלל נוזן, אנו משום דבבליע ומפליט. וגם יש עוסרים אפילו בכלי שני, some פוסקים said that כלי שני is מבליע ומפליט, but it's not מבשל. So,
is there any minimum temperature?
That's a good question. לכאורה פושר, when it's less than the saliva temperature, it's going to be cold. But I didn't see it like Meforash. That's a Ritva and some other places that the temperature of the saliva is considered Pushrim. That's another definition in Halacha. But I'm just saying that like Misvara. I'm not. But just to put in your mind this idea, because we're going to see it again and again, that there might be a Chiluk between Dinei Mevashel to Dinei Isur Veter. Some poskim would say that certain heat is enough to create like some chemicals movement between the items. Mavliya v'maflit, it's going to change flavors. But it's not going to be defined like bishul. The action of putting food in this type of heat is not considered maisa bishul. So although for dina isur veheter, we might sometimes consider that asur ba'achila because the flavor went in, but it's not going to necessarily mean that there was an action of bishul. Now, בירושלמי, איתא דאסור החכה לכלי ראשון אפילו אין היד סולדת בו. ירושלמי משמע that כלי ראשון, even when the yad is not solidet, it's basically not hot anymore, you should לכתחילה not put anything in it. So that's איסור מדי רבנן, לכאורה, הרחקה. בדאליה רבה, and many other אחרונים, גרא, שער הציון bring it in סעיף קטן פייטט, they hold that we don't hold like this ירושלמי. And the שח, in Yoredea Siman Kufhei explained that the Yerushalmi discussed Kli Rishon when it's still Yad Soledet, not when it's below Yad Soledet. So then it might be that there is no source at all to this Chumra. So Lemaise, that's what we hold Lemaise. When you have a Kli Rishon that you take it out of the fire and it's not Yad Soledet Bo anymore, so you can treat it like a cold pot for all of Dine Shabbat. So that's the conclusion, Lemaise. Kli Rishon, that any yad soledet bo, Lemaise, we can be makel. Now we're going to discuss the second thing that I just mentioned with Melach. What is the Melach with the Rosh? When the Rosh says that if it's a Nimlach Yashan, if it was a meat that was Nimlach a long time ago, then it might be a problem even the Kli Rishon that is not on the fire. Although the Gemara Mashma that Bisra de Torah is not Mitbashel B'Kli Rishon, this is true when it's not maluach biyoter. That's the beginning of the Rosh. And then the Rosh said that afilu nimlach mechadash, maybe there is a problem. So let's read now the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, v'yesh mi she'oser, it's the bottom of page number 2, the Shulchan Aruch. I'm reading the bold part. V'yesh mi she'oser latet letoch kli zeh basar maluach. Kli zeh is the kli rishon that it's not on the fire. Afilu hu shel shor. אגב, ונראה לי דבלו מלוח נמי אסור, אלא דנקת מלוח דבלו אחי אסור משום דם שבו. So, the Shulchan Aruch, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, what is the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch? What is the Isur to put in a clear Rishon that הוסר מעל האש? When the basar מלוח, right? That's what Shulchan Aruch said. ויש מי שאוסר לתת לתוך כלי זה basar מלוח. So only when the basar is maluach yashan, or nimlach mechadash, the Bet Yosef understood, nimlach mechadash, that you just salt it now, and it has some salt on it. So the combination of salt with hot water, kli rishon, that it's not on top of the fire, creates something. So only when it's maluach. The Rema argue with that, מנראה לי דבלו מלוח נמי אסור, אלא דנקת מלוח דבלו אחי אסור משום דם שבו. Basar maluach, he meant just basar shenimlach. Because if you take a raw meat that was never had the process of melicha, then it's going to be also because of dam. You don't need to get to the issue of the stuff around it. So the Magen Avraham basically said that this is the machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rema. Umayri kegon shehudach achar ha-melicha, he explained the Rema. The Rema discussed meat shehudach achar ha-melicha, a kosher meat that was cleaned after the melicha, דאם לא כן עדיין אסור משום אדם שבמלח, ולא כמו שכתב בבח, ומכל מקום פשט דעת הרב בית יוסף, משמע דווקא כשהוא עדיין מלוח, אז המלח מסייע לבישול. וכמו שכתב בבח בשם רבני ירוחם, והבח הכריע כרמה, ולמסקנה דכתב הראש ואפילו נח מחדש, חזר בו מדבריו הראשונים. So, למעשה, we have a big מחלוקת אחרונים here, and the Mishnah Berurah hold למעשה like the second approach, the רמה basically. So, it seems like according to the Rema, there is an issue to put raw meat even when it doesn't have any salt on it. And it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is mekel, but it's not so much nafka mina lemaise. It's more like the idea if the combination of salt with hot water can create more than. So although it sounds like in the Gemara that Bisra de Torah lo bashla bekli rishon lemaise, the Gemara said that hypothetically it's. Theoretically, it can be correct, but since we have liquids and other stuff around the meat, so it's impossible to do it lemaise. So lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah hold like the explanation of the Gema in the Rosh.
Machaber only says it as
a only if it's maluach. Right. So even that is not like so clear. The Rosh is mechadish, so the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't write it like it's everyone agree with that.
What is the Rama thing? The Rosh was adding.
He's choizuk bo at the end.
No, right, but I'm saying, so how is that? How does he finish the Gemara? Because Gemara said Bishra de Torah is mutter. So in what case would it be mutter?
The Gemara just gave it like an hype. Bishra de Torah is not mitbashel bekli rishon. Lemay says also to put it there because of other stuff, but basar, the meat itself is not going to cook. So salt doesn't have that problem of the liquid around it, so you can put it in the kli rishon. Bishra de Torah is not mitbashel bekli rishon shusar ma'alesh. It is. It's not mitbashel. You're asking me if it's mutar to do it? No, it's asur because the other stuff around it. But is it? Are you going to be chayav for the kaza? For
what's the other stuff that's in it?
It says the lechluchit around it.
So the da, okay. So
it's a dochak, but it's the Gemara discussed like theoretically, and it's true that the meat itself does not change in kli rishon. Meat needs more fire, more power. Now, this point, after the...
It's funny because it's not that it won't be... It's that it's not there long enough time. And it won't be there long enough time. I'm not going to myself. The meat on the Kli Rishon, Shehusmin Husum El Gavish.
Right.
The problem is not Kli Rishon is the animal vashel, it's that Kli Rishon will lose its heat over time.
Right. It doesn't have the ability to cook meat, raw meat.
But
so too salt.
So in other words, I could put I could put raw meat, even ala esh, if I know the fire is gonna go out.
No, takes us back to the what we discussed in the Pshu Pticha, is the chiyuv goes by the time that you do
when
the maise.
Like
Zorea,
and
if you have in mind to take away the seed when you plant, so is it going to be mutter? So it's another discussion.
Unless the fire is dying.
If I know the fire is going to go out.
But it's not an external thing.
No, that's
hypothetically, this system can create vision.
Because of fire. I mean,
why is this the first time we're seeing lichluchas as a problem? Like, why wasn't it when we did shehia, putting the raw meat in, lichluchas would burn. It's going to cook right. The lichluchas will cook in less heat. It doesn't make as much.
What do you mean? Be'achzara, we're talking about cook stuff. It's already cooked. The lachluchit is cooked. Everything is cooked.
No, but chai. You could put chai. Initially, for shehiya, you could
put... For shehiya, you can put it before Shabbat. It's going
to... Just cook the lachluchit.
But no, but the lachluchit is going to cook out of the meat. The moisture of the meat is going to cook. Why is this the first time we're worried about lachluchit at all?
Because we're talking raw stuff. Usually, we don't cooking raw stuff in Shabbos. We never discuss putting raw stuff in Shabbat itself. We just discuss a kidra chayta be'erev Shabbat. We never discuss putting raw stuff in.
So, how fast does the lechlukas cook that for kidra chayta?
Lechora lechluchit is also easy to cook because it's just klipa. It's mamash like nothing. It doesn't need a lot of heat. That's not a. I wouldn't be worried. Meaning. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't. You're saying it cooks so fast that if you put it before Shabbat.
No, we're talking about Shabbat. We're talking about Shabbat itself.
I understand.
Now.
We're talking about Shabbat now. But I'm talking about when we did the first case. You could put Basar Chai right before Shabbos.
That's.
Aren't you worried the lucas is going to cook on?
The meat itself going to cook. And we don't care because it's mutar to cook before Shabbat. You are allowed to put something that's going to cook.
Lucas is cooking while Shabbat. Like
it's fine. If you keep dinei shiyava, if you put it, you don't have the concern of the shamei chete. So what's the problem? I didn't do my seisu be'erev Shabbat.
No shamei chete here, though, and we're so worried about
because it's not on the fire.
But you're saying No, it's part of, it's when you take a piece of raw meat.
Yes.
There's a little moisture on it. When right. it hits the frying pan, immediately
it's not a frying pan. We're not talking about frying pan. We're cooking. It's not a frying case.
Oh, sorry. You're right. I mean, putting it on a pan, that's
you're putting it in a
klegishon.
A klegishon.
This is klegishon. It's not on the fire.
So you're saying that should be a reason. Normally, you could put basar chai.
They can't. That you shouldn't
be able to. Erev Shabbos, you could put basar chai right before Shabbos.
But you shouldn't be able to.
You're saying it should be able to. This would be a reason to be.
I'm saying, why are we bringing lechukas now, but we didn't worry about it ever before?
Because you're allowed to cook Erev Shabbos.
Why is it basar chai? Okay.
No.
I understand there's
a big reason that
you put it right before Shabbos, and you didn't put it. If you put it an hour before, we'd have a problem.
You didn't put a piece of steak.
You put it right before.
You didn't put a piece of steak on a frying pan 8 minutes before Shabbos to cook
it. Just not, okay, it's not a frying pan. It's not.
I mean,
it's a
but it's a shemichata.
Right.
You're not going to be mechata because there's lachukas on it. That's like the cause you'd be mechata.
But shemichata is a concern of
bishul.
We're actually doing bishul here with the lachukas. It's not lichat,
but you're allowed to.
But the kitruchai has to be right before Shabbos to put it in. You can't do it an hour before because then it's not kitruchai anymore. You're doing it right literally seconds before.
But
Shabbos.
But when we discuss before Shabbos, it's only the concern about chitu. It's a different mindset. It's a different logic.
But isn't the whole point of the shemichat is just to get the bishul? If you're doing bishul, then what's the difference whether you're doing shemichat or not?
You're saying that we're going to finish cooking the lachluchit, and then
Shabbos.
It's not going to be considered kidrachaita?
Right. No,
because the lachluchit is going to cook before Shabbos.
I think if you put it up before Shabbos and it cooks on Shabbos, that's
a bishul. There is no issur to cook kidrachaita on Shabbos.
I know that.
That's the Nimuk Yosef.
Why are you worried now about lachluchit?
Okay, I can discuss that more after, but I think the point, it's two different dinim, completely different. Now, when the Magen Avraham finished his point here, he says that b'melach, he said that melach these days, in his days, the melach was cooked. The process of making salt was through cooking. So he said, if melach is cooked, so even the machmir shita by melach should be matir, because it's en bishul achar bishul. And that's, we're going to speak soon. It also has to do with sugar, and we're going to speak about that soon, but just keep that in mind. It's not so clear that salt basman hazeh is going through bishul, and we're going to discuss that also. Now, before we're going to go to that, I want to speak a little bit more about irui, because we mentioned that, and it's very important to know. Tosfot in Shabbat in Daf Mem Amud Bet and Zvachim Tzadikei Amud Bet bring the three opinions.
I mean, I just want to go back. You can't make salt through. You could boil off the water and get salt, but
right.
You can't boil. The salt wouldn't boil in that. The salt isn't being cooked when you boil off the water. The temperature to boiling point of salt
yeah.
is so much higher than water that you would get the salt before you actually cook the salt. So even when you cook to make salt, you're not cooking the salt.
But the water that you're going to put the salt in, are they going to be higher temperature than the first one?
But the salt isn't being cooked, though.
Okay, but mimanafshach, if you hold it, we're never going to reach to that point, so it's considered not cooked forever. Mimanafshach. If you hold that the salt would never get to the point of cooking, so mimanafshach, it's muta even on top of the fire, because we're never going to get to the higher temperature.
No, I was saying it's a difference in sugar, though, because sugar can
okay,
boil.
Okay, right, so that's going to be different. If it's true what you're saying, I don't know.
Boiling point of salt is like 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
The boiling point of water is 100 degrees. It's 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Okay.
It means it was cooked and it changes state.
No, but salt doesn't change state. It doesn't dissolve
water.
Sugar does.
The water went away.
From a physics, if you look
water,
at physics,
the water separating from the salt is the change of state.
No, it's not though. The salt is the salt. We're getting. How do you get to the salt? It's the two ways.
Evaporating
the,
the water from the That's yeah. normally what they do, I think. They
I know,
evaporate.
But that, right, there are two ways of getting salt.
But mimanafshach, to evaporate the water, you need to, when you get to 200 Celsius.
Right, so
that's,
you evaporate the water.
And that's the maximum that you can reach in your kitchen. So
right.
We're good.
The salt doesn't cook, though, at that temperature.
So you're asking now a general question on the Gemara, why the Gemara said that kebisra de Torah, mashma that if it's on top of the fire, it does going to be mevashel. And according to what you're saying, it's not true. So that's another discussion. I don't have an answer for that. Because it's a chemical stuff, and I'm not sure. I don't know
I
what I'm talking about.
There's no way you can compare it to sugar.
If okay, fine. But if what you're saying is right, you have a question on the Gemara. It's a very strong question. I will need to make a shiur like we made for kinim enam parim veravim. It's like a problem with the knowledge in like Chazal. Now the din irui. Rabbeinu Shmuel hold that irui kli shani re holds irui ki kli rishon. And he brings the gaya asher tevushal bo en li ala shebishel bo ira letocho rotech. He brings the proof from the fact that we hold that there is bli'a even through irui. The Gemara is trying to be mechalek between kli cheres, that it's bolea more than a normal kli, and then the Gemara said that even kli nechoshet, v'im bekli nechoshet bushala, u'morak v'shotaf b'mayim, it's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, it sounds like the irui kekli rishon. That's the way that we hold in the Gemara. It has to be that irui mevashel like kli rishon, because otherwise, why would kli nechoshet going to be need hagala? And the Tosfot conclusion is, v'nireh de'irui lo ave kekli rishon ve'lo ave kekli sheni, ela mevashel kedei klipa, de'a kayem alan keshmuel de'tata agavar. So that's another sugya in Psachim. We didn't go into it in depth, but it seems like we have three opinions, like, Kli Rabbeinu Shmuel Rashbam Kli Sheni Ri hold like Kli Rishon Mamash, and the Tosfot is like a pshara in between, that like the klipa, it's like that has the ability to cook only the surface of the item that you pour into, but not more than that. So for the purpose of Bishul, it's going to be Aser because you're cooking, but for the other dinim, how much you should peel, it's you should peel only the Isur Veheter, you will need to peel the top of the Isur. Now, one more opinion that it's interesting to know is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, especially according to the explanation of the Gletal, and we wanted to speak about that in Resh Nun Gimel, and we didn't have time, and we wanted to speak about that today, and we don't have time. So I'm just going to mention that briefly, that Rabbeinu Yonah appears in two places, the Nimuk Yosef and the Ran. The Nimuk Yosef in Perek Lo Yachpor, when he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, he said that the reason that you're not allowed to take like a warm cattle that you have and pour it into your chulant, because sometimes one of them is not yet soledet and the other one is yet soledet, and when you mix them, you're cooking. And if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ran, in Perek Bamet Omnin, he says that the reason that you're not allowed to take a little pitcher with a little water and pour it into your chulant, because sometimes the first one is, I'm reading the second source in page number 4, ואפילו אם שניהם יד סולדת, even if both of them are יד סולדת, אי כמאן דאמר בירושלמי, עירוי אינה ככלי ראשון, וכשמערין המים, לאלתר שיצאו מן הכלי, אף על פי שהם רותחים, פסק כוח רתיחתן מלבשל, כדין כלי שני שאינו מבשל, ומתלשבים בתוך הכלי ראשון, ומים מבושלים שפסקה רחתן, יש בהם משום בישול. He said, when you start pouring, so the liquid that comes out is the כלי שני. It's hot, it's boiling, but it has the definition of kli sheni. Now when it goes into the first pot, it becomes kli rishon. So you consider cooking, although it's roteach, but bringing it from the definition of kli sheni to kli rishon, it's an issue. But what is the Egletal explained? The Egletal said that it seems like if you get the Rabbeinu Yonah that he holds that irui is kli sheni, but he says that it's a little different than the opinion that we saw in Tosfot in Rashbam. Rashbam, he does his cheshbon, you can read it inside, that according to Rashbam, the time that it gets cool and it becomes like kli sheni, when it touches the surface of the other item, but it's still kli rishon in the air. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, just when it leaves the first pot, it becomes like kli sheni. The air cools it and gives it a definition of kli sheni.
So theoretically, you would pour it direct. There's no gap between there's no airspace. You're pouring it directly onto the.
In what case?
Let's say you put the bigger pot in
between the two opinions.
You have to do it in a vacuum.
And it's not irui.
It's only heated in a
vacuum. Sure it is. You're pouring from a bottle into.
If you pour it directly into the water without
directly
air,
into the water without air,
it's going to be enough coming.
It's just moving the clay.
Right.
According to the Rash, according to.
No, you're not doing irui. You're just extending.
Right. And then it's going to be mutter. You're saying it's going to
yes.
be mutter, right?
Yes.
Right, but again, this explanation in the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not. Meaning, the Rabbeinu Yonah is very difficult. Miman of Shach, I wrote a lot here. There are a couple of explanations. If anyone needs to go to Ma'ariv, he's going to lose the din davar gush, but. Tadir v'sheno, tadir kodem, so please. And din davar gush, Lamaisa, the conclusion of Irui, we hold Irui k'da klipa. That's the majority opinion in the Rishonim and the Achronim also. Everyone needs to go to Maigav?
I need to go tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going
to... continue this.
If one going to stay, I'm going to continue.
So they don't, you possibly not like the Rambam? Because the Maigav Mishnah held, the Rambam held that Irui was like a cliche in Irui.
Majority, it's also, it's more complicated because it seems like the poskim are machmir to give it a definition of irui and not to give it klisheni. It might be that we're not going to be makel that it's klisheni, we're machmir that it's like mevashel k'de klipa, but it's not that we mamash hold betorat vaday. We're just concerned that it might be that it's like klirishon and it might be klisheni, so we give it at least pshara.
How does the Maggid Mishnah learn that Rashi holds it as a Kli? We looked in Rashi. I couldn't figure out how did he interpret Rashi to say that Rashi held Eur as like a Kli Risho. Like, where in Rashi did he?
Maybe it was medakdek in the fact that Rashi said by Tavlin that you should put the Tavlin after you pour it in. What is the lashon of Rashi? Aval notenu
letoch
hakos.
I think it was the.
Because Rashi said, the Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. So maybe it's Medakdek. The reason that it's Mutar is because Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. And if he was saying that it's Mutar to pour it on top, he should have said, because Eru is not Mevashel.
So like saying, wait, Tosfos is the beginning, you should use the word Tosfos. You should have said the case of.
He should have said more Chiddush. He should have said that because Eru is not Mevashel.
Same way that Tosfos starts.
Right. Tosfos is trying to be Medakdek in the Mishnah. It doesn't have a real proof. But Rashi, if he held that Eru is also fine, should have said, if Rashi explained that the Mishnah is talking about Irui, he should have said the reason that it's Mutar because Irui is not Mevashel. But he said that Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. So it's much more that the Heter is only to put the Tavlin when the water are there already.
Okay.
So it's much more that he holds that Irui is not good.
So that's why he holds Irui. That's why my Mishnah is that Rashi holds Irui is Kli Rishon.
Nechora, yeah.
If you said Kli Rishon is Mevashel, the Irui. According to
whoever holds that Kli Rishon is the Oraita,
Lichora.
And it's also nafkamina for Dine Hagala, because if you're going to say that Iru is Kli Rishon only mid Rabbanan, it's not going to help you to be Magil Kli that was Bolea in a Kli Rishon definition, because this is the Oraita and this is the Rabbanan. And the Rabbeinu Tam said that Iru is Kli Rishon Legamre. When he proves that, he proves it from Dinei Hagala, that it helps like Kli Rishon. So, now let's do the Davar Gush. I really like Davar Gush and the sugar at the end, but... okay. Davar Gush, it's a very important din to know. The Shach, in Yoreda, Siman Kufhei, Sif Katan Chet, bring the opinion of Maharshal. Davar Gush, I'm reading the source in page number 7. Do you see that? V'dat Marshal ובספרו כל הבשר, דבדבר גוש כגון חתיכת בשר או דג או אורז או דוחן, דמערים חם מן הקדרה, אם היה צולדת בו, דינו לעולם ככלי ראשון, ואין בידי להכריע. So the Shach says, the Marshal says that if you have a davar gush, and to be considered davar gush is any solid, and even rice, that it's like a little pieces, it's still considered davar gush. So when you pour it from the Kli Rishon to your plate, it's still considered Kli Rishon.
So a little piece of rice.
Hmm?
One little piece of rice?
A lot of rice, lichora. If it's just one piece, it gets cold very hot, but it doesn't say that. I'm just...
So one of the notes in the dish,
chuck, like a makes sense, yeah.
Same idea, because you could do hatmana with the rice. Like, the same idea, because it retains the heat if you had a lot of rice. I think it'd be like, because it's just like, it's like rice is like sand, and
okay,
it would maintain the heat. So
right.
If it's a lot of rice, it maintains the heat.
Okay, right. So, but lemaise, the idea behind that is that since Tosfot says that the definition of klisheni is because you have walls that are cold, when you take a piece, it doesn't have, the walls are not needed to hold it, so it doesn't touch any walls. So it doesn't matter if it's in Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, Kli Chamishi, doesn't make any difference. that Shach says en biyadi leachriya, I can't decide. And he said that the reason is Tosfot, and makes sense according to Tosfot that Davar Gush doesn't make any difference. And then he says, "Afal pi." I'm skipping to the second bold part. "Afal pi shematzati k'tivat yad harav." Harav is the Rema, Begileon ha'isur ve'eter klal kaf zayin, shekatav v'ze leshono, nira li demitam irui ka'amar, me'achar da'zvuv nitarev imatav shilet. It discusses a case of pouring like isur, a piece of a bug. And the Rema seems to hold that davar gush is not mevashel, is not considered kli rishon. Davar gush doesn't make any difference. So, וכן כתב בתורת חטאת שהמנהג פשוט כשאוכלים בשר שהוא בקערה עם סכין חולבת אין אוסרים. So למעשה he's not מכריע. And the שח סעיף קטן למד נתזין סעיף קטן ידלד in סימן צדיק דלד bring the same מחלוקת between the מרשל and the רמה. And I just wanted to bring the prime גדים writes that it's not so clear that the Maharshal himself said what he said for Dinei Bishul B'Shabbat. The Maharshal says that we should treat Gush like Kli Rishon for the purpose of Isur V'Heter, meaning Mavliya V'Maflit. It's going to still have the ability to have reaction with the stuff around it, but it's not going to be considered cooking. So it might be that even the Maharshal, when he said it, Kli Rishon, he just meant for Mavliya v'Maflit. The only person who said that it's going to be Mamash Mevashel, he brings the Aisur v'Heter Aruch. So the Aisur v'Heter Aruch Katav Mevashel. He is the one who basically wrote the word Mevashel. And this is the source for that Chumrah. And the Igros Moshe.
Wait before you could salt, put spices on your piece of meat.
And since it's not, until it's not going to be atzoladet. But the Igros Moshe, that's a big kula, and many people, I guess, hold like this lemaise. Chelek Dalet Or HaChaim, Siman Ein Dalet Sif Katan Hey. He says that if you have lachshen itztanen, if you have, let's say, liquid, you pour a little bit of chulant, and you have liquid come out of it, and the liquid is now cold. Now you put a piece of meat that it's yad soledet next to it. Should you be careful not to make them touch? So he said, "Trech humre lo avdinan," and that's the svara that Muchkin said last week. He said it's here because it's not svek sveka, because svek sveka is not good enough. He said that if the Rema is passing something betorat vaday, we're not going to do safek against the Rema. But he said that din of lach shenitztanen, he hold that the Rema basically hold that en bishul achra bishul belach. He just machmir belo nitztanen legamre to be careful. But he hold lemaise that halacha is like the Rashba that en bishul achre bishul belach. But lechatchila he should be machmir for dine chazara and for other dinim that lo nitztanen legamre, we still consider that mevushal. So the psak that we have according to the Rema, not according to Shulchan Aruch, is holding betorat vade that yesh bishul achre bishul belach. But the Rema seems to hold that the basic din is that en bishul achre bishul belach, we're machmir lechatchila. So it's a chumrah, even according to the Rema. And the din of Gush is also a chumrah. It's not, the Rema himself holds that it's mutter also. So two chumrah together, we don't need to be so careful about. But if it's only one, if to take like water that were never cooked and pour on top of davar Gush, then it should be machmir.
That's why the tavlin could be a problem, because if the tavlin wasn't, if it's like fresh
tavlin, yeah, if it was not cooked,
you put up,
right,
that'd be a problem because it was never cooked,
right. According to a Moshe, then we should be machmir. But again, it's betorat chumra. The poskim are not like, it doesn't take that like mamish, like the Chatam Sofer and some other poskim are makel. So it's chumra, it's not, you shouldn't be like if somebody betaut by mistake did it, you shouldn't be moiche, and it's not oyster the anything. It's not like a Sfaradim. Also, Rav Avadia Yosef hold and Or Letzion also hold that the minhag of the Sfaradim is not to be machmir bedavar gush, even lechatchila. Now, just finish with sugar and all the powders and instant coffee.
When we talk about the sugar,
yeah,
the sugar that we buy,
Yeah.
Is that cooked? Or
so I checked today, and I'm going to send a video to the group, a video that explains how they make sugar, and it seems like they cook it, the mamish cook it. But I'm going to speak now if that type of cooking is cooking. So we're going to see that. Do you have a 5 more minutes? Or you?
Wait, isn't sugar from the sugar cane? Like,
yeah, but in order to separate the sugar from the can, they put it basically in a pot after they grind it, and they evaporate all the liquid.
So raw sugar cane wouldn't be a problem. We're talking about literally, when you buy raw sugar cane in the supermarket, that's not a problem. You're talking about other kinds of sugar.
Like, no, I'm saying sugar should not be a problem. Any sugar, because the process of creating the sugar out, bringing out the sugar from the can, requires cooking.
Cook.
And if this is the case, so lichora, it's like melach mevushal. If melach is mevushal,
okay.
Put it in, assuming melach is mevushal, so to sugar should be mutter. And the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Lamed Alef and Sif Katan Mem based his chiddush. Now, we have a couple of questions to ask. I'm taking sugar or instant coffee or salt. It was cooked. Let's assume it was cooked. It's dry. So if it's dry, there is no issue of bishul achar bishul bedavar yavesh. Now, I pour water on top of it, and now it become liquid. So why wouldn't be considered that davar lach, and then yesh bishul achar bishul belach?
Becomes liquid or dissolving means
that
now it's liquid?
It's like liquid, so why wouldn't it be asur? So the Magen Avraham in Seif Katan Mem brings a very interesting source that we treat it like Devar Yavesh, although we have a kavana to melt it and make it like liquid. The Rashi in Kuf Mem Hei, when he said kol davar sheba b'chamin me'erav Shabbat shorin oto b'chamin, Rashi said shorin oto b'chamin kide shiye nimoach, in order to make it dissolve. So you see that Rashi held that whenever it's dry, even if you have in mind to dissolve it, it still have the definition of davar yavesh and en bishul achar bishul. So that's
that
the source.
Wasn't it set by basa?
It's a old meat that they used to dry it and salt it, and somehow they used to make medicine of it. I don't know. It was like they used to melt it in water. That's what Rashi says. We don't know what exactly it means, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that they used to put it in hot water to dissolve it. So you see the dry stuff that was cooked, it's fine. Tarnegolta de Rabi Abba, that's what Rashi said. Tarnegolta de Rabi Abba is something that they used to eat like for medicine, it seems like, or something disgusting. The Gemara make fun of it, the Gemara there, that it doesn't taste good, but that's what they did. And the fact that you see that when it dissolves, we don't treat it like liquid, we treat it like davar yavesh. So it's mutter to treat sugar and instant coffee and all of that stuff that were cooked before to treat it like davar yavesh. Shut panim meirot siman peidalet deshar tshuva here brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Bet says that it's mutter based on this. Sugar is mutter. The interesting mepakpek, the person who didn't like the approach, was the Zera Emet. Zera Emet is Rabbi Ishmael HaKohen, I think 200-300 years ago. And he have two tainus. He says, first of all, I don't know if sugar is being cooked. It might be that it's like afia, baked. I don't know what exactly he means, but we're going to see soon. And if it's baked, then we have a problem with bishul achar afia. So maybe it's a problem bishul achar afia. The second question, he says, maybe we have a problem of gmar melacha, because when you make the sugar, you don't make it to eat it like this. You make it like to put it in something else. So you basically in the middle of the process. It's like creating.
You could just sprinkle it on something.
So that's what the Moshe said. Lemaise, people eat it. People eat sugar. People eat sugar. So why would it?
That's what I'm saying. You don't just you sprinkle it sometimes on your bread or something. You don't have to cook it into the bread.
Yeah. So that's one of the questions. So. Just going to repeat for the people who just came back. We discussed sugar. Sugar, the Magen Avraham says that although it's going to be dissolved and it's going to be lach, we treat it like davar yavesh. And he brings the raya from Rashi in Kuf Mem Hei. You can take a look after. So we treat it like davar yavesh. And bishul achre bishul be davar yavesh. So if it was cooked, it's mutar to cook it again. And if this is the case, it should be mutter. The Zera Emet have two questions. One is, who said that sugar is considered cooked? Maybe it's just baked. And the second taina is, maybe it's not gmar melachto yet. You didn't finish the cooking. It's just the beginning of the process, because sugar is not made to be eaten right away. It's made to put it in something else. So you didn't finish the process yet. Likos Moshe said, I don't know what he means. Like, for sure, people eat it. People, the fact that they want to mix it because it's too concentrated. Dvash, it's also very concentrated. You don't eat it by itself. But, right. So that's what the Igos Moshe says. He doesn't say anything about the first comment of Afia. I guess all that he didn't see the Zeraimet, it's not so available. And the Shari Tshuva doesn't write what's the reason. So, and also reality, I'm going to send a video, Bezrat Hashem. I found a video of how they make sugar these days, and it seems like the mamash cooking. So what's the problem? Why would you consider that afia? But when I saw the Shevet Halevi Chelek Chet, he doesn't say so much. He just said, like, briefly, page number 10, you can take a look. Hine davar meude, im dino ki bishul mamash yeh bodin en bishul achar bishul belach, בישול בשבת על פי המדבר באורח חיים סימן שידוחת, עדיין אין לי הכרעה גמורה בזה. So, he basically, the suffix that he have in mind basically made me understand the Zera Emet. I think, I'm not sure what the Zera Emet knew about sugar, but it might be that is the suffix, because when you put water, liquid, and your purpose is to evaporate the water, maybe it doesn't have the Shem Bishul anymore, because your main purpose is to destroy the water. It's not normal cooking. Normal cooking is when you want the water and the other items to be friends. But when you, the only purpose that you put it is like drying it, is like roasting. When you want to roast, you want to evaporate the water inside. So when you put the can of sugar in the big pot and you cook it, although there are water in the beginning, but the main purpose of it is to destroy or to evaporate the water, and it looked more like roasting that you or drying.
If you took that to the next level, then you could say, like, milk, when you pasteurize milk, you're only doing it to get rid of the bad bacteria in the milk, and you're not doing it for the milk itself. And so pasteurizing milk shouldn't be like really cooking milk then. Like,
yeah, but
you take it to the next,
because it doesn't change the actual result. By sugar, you have a different result. You put liquid and water, and you got solids. By pasteurizing, you cooked, you brought it to a, and it's also liquid. That the definition of cooking by liquid is very fragile. I mean, just heating up water doesn't do anything, and we do consider that. I agree. And that's just like the fact that he writes it made me think twice, because when I saw the Zera Emet, I said, what do you mean? I can check how do they make sugar these days, and I don't have a suffix. Mm-hmm. He had a suffix. I know how they make it these days. But when I saw this, it made me think that maybe the suffix of the Zera Emet is the same suffix of the Shevet Halevi. And again, the Shevet Halevi is not sure. Another thing is Makeh Bepatish. If you remember what we learned in Sefer HaPardes about Kulias HaYispanin, Shadah Hatan Zigmar Lachtan, we see that some poskim hold that there is Makeh Bepatish Beochlin. Lemaise, we don't hold like this, but if you want to be Machmir, to be Choshesh, Makeh Bepatish, so you can maybe have some comparison. The second question of the Zera Emet is that a process. When you do Kulias HaYispanin, you do Maliach Yashan, it's like the beginning of the process is salting it, and then the end of the process is pouring hot water and finishing the process. So if you hold that there is Makeh Bepatish Beochlin, you can maybe apply it to sugar also, because you start the process, and then when you make the tea, it's like finishing the... But it's a little... again, it's a chumrah. It's not going to be lemaise, because many poskim and lemaise we hold and Makeh Bepatish Beochlin. But if somebody wants to be machmir, and that's what the Shevet Halevi says, that for himself he's machmir because he's concerned that maybe when they make instant coffee, maybe they put other ingredients inside that are not cooked, and they put it after they cook. So for himself he's machmir because he's not... but lemaise, halacha is that sugar and instant coffee are mevushal and en bishul achere bishul bedavar yavesh, and they consider yavesh even after they become liquid, like the Magen Avraham. So all of us can drink instant coffee in Shabbos, and we can even pour directly on the instant coffee. But again, it's always good to use kli shlishi or whatever.
Can you pour milk into the coffee, though?
We're going to discuss that with Hashem next. That's chamin letoch tzuna and tzuna letoch chamin. That's the whole sugi of next. But it's mutter, especially when milk is cooked. So and bishul achar bishul. So it's like. But according to your svara, it's not. What? Yeah, but if it's that's a mishnah. But l'tocha ker, l'tocha kos, you're allowed. If it's klisheni, you're allowed to. We're going to discuss that more in depth. It's not like one second. We're going to discuss if it's a tiny bit of milk. Maybe you have a shayla, but still, only betzeir of chaya adam that roteach is more than klisheni. And we're going to discuss more in depth, but that's for today.